From the KERA newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Charlie Wilkeson says police officers feel like they have a target on their backs. He's the head of the Combined Law Enforcement Associations of Texas. That feeling, he says, started long before cops were gunned down in Dallas and Baton Rouge.
Texas has lost the most officers in the line of duty of any state in America, and that is always the case.
So Wilkeson was pleased when Governor Greg Abbott announced that he'll pursue legislation to strengthen penalties for crimes that target law enforcement officers. The governor is calling it the Police Protection Act, and it would extend hate crimes protections to police officers. Wilkeson says it makes sense.
When they enter their day of work, their night of work, to face the violent underbelly of Texas that most of us don't ever have to see, they risk everything. And if you're after a police officer because they're a police officer, I guess that's a hate crime.
Cheryl Drazen from the Anti-Defamation League disagrees. Hate crime laws are intended to cover immutable characteristics, she says, things people can't change like race, gender, or religious background. Occupations are, by definition, changeable. And the laws are designed to protect marginalized groups.
There is no evidence that prosecutors anywhere in this country or in Texas particularly are failing to vigorously investigate and prosecute crimes against police.
In May, Louisiana became the first state to extend hate crime protections to law enforcement. Similar bills have been proposed in several other states. Drazen says these so-called Blue Lives Matter laws are the wrong vehicle to protect police because they actually could make it harder for prosecutors to go after people who target cops.
Because they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the perpetrator attacked the officer and that that act was committed because the person was a police officer. That additional burden, that specific intent, would make prosecutions more difficult and not easier.
In a statement announcing the Police Protection Act, Governor Abbott said Texas must send a resolute message that the state will stand by the men and women who serve and protect our communities. The state already has sentence enhancements for crimes against public servants. For instance, a homicide becomes a capital offense if the victim is a police officer. Still, murders of cops are relatively rare. Assault charges, however, are not. In addition to the hate crime enhancements, the governor wants stiffer penalties for assaults on law enforcement. An assault doesn't necessarily mean hauling off and slugging someone. It could just mean a threat.
There has to be an imminent threat of causing physical injury, and there can be a bit of interpretation as to what that means.
Megan Ryan is a professor at SMU's Dedman School of Law.
Maybe it takes less in this sort of climate to determine that there really was a threat, an imminent threat against the police officer, than perhaps it would have a year ago.
Most criminal cases never even make it to court. Classifying crimes targeting cops as hate crimes could give prosecutors more leverage, Ryan says, which could lead to even more plea bargains because fewer defendants would be willing to risk a trial. Already, 95% of criminal convictions in Texas come from plea bargains. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.